Massey attack, M50 crippled, is a small headline on the front of this morning's Irish Daily Star. It's to do with yesterday's tractor protest by farmers, which the paper says sparked traffic chaos in the capital. The Go Slow protest, which saw tractors on the M50 bringing traffic to a standstill for hours, was organised by the Individual Farmers of Ireland. In the Irish Times, its spokesperson John Dallin apologised to the public who had their travel plans disrupted by the demonstration. However, he said beef farmers needed to make a big impact and drive the message home that they can't make a living with the prices they are currently being paid. The Irish Examiner leads with a piece that recreational drug users should be left in no doubt they are supporting gangs that prey on children and murder people. The warning comes in response to the murder of 17-year-old Keane Mulready Woods. That murder is covered in much detail in all of the papers. The Herald says Gardaí have recovered machetes they believed were used in the murder. Michael O'Toole reports in The Star that one of Ireland's biggest gangsters has put a €250,000 hit on the thug who killed the teenager. The Irish Sun says Gardaí are investigating whether Keane Mulready Woods' killers recorded his murder. Of course, also as well, election coverage continues in great quantity again today. Articles relating to canvasses, pledges on public spending, tax cuts and pensions populate the paper's pages. But casting his eye forward to after the election, Stephen Collins writes in the Irish Times, the most important thing about the outcome of the election is not which party is going to get the most seats, but whether the outcome will produce a government capable of governing. He says a repeat of the fragmentation that characterised the outcome 4 years ago is the last thing the country needs. In other stories, the Belfast Telegraph has a dramatic headline. 22,000 die while they waited for hospital treatment, it reads. The article by Adrian Rutherford says that number of people died while they were on health service waiting lists in Northern Ireland over the last 5 years. However, health officials said the deaths were not necessarily linked to the patient's ill health. The Irish Examiner has a front page piece on Gardaí launching an investigation after a young man was fatally stabbed in Cork last night. The Irish News reports a Catholic priest has cancelled a Sinn Féin meeting at a church-owned hall in County Tyrone over the party's support for abortion legislation. And finally, have we got moose for you? This is the opening line in the lead paragraph in a story about cows being able to talk, which is in the Irish Daily Mirror this morning. The paper reports researchers at the University of Sydney have found that cows can chat about food and weather by making unique sounds. No bull, cows can talk is the headline on that story.